Good, good, good. Shake anymore, you lose. Yeah, it's too bad you didn't get any of that. Why don't you take one over? Let me move the Nomad about 3 inches here and take one on this side, Jim. Okay? Move the Nomad back about a foot. Why don't you take a swath here and elevate?
Yeah, you know, because we're moving farther, a little farther from the rim.
Yeah.
You get less and less each swath.
Yeah.
This one ought to be a more fruitful one. Either that or my arm's getting tired.
That's probably true, too. How about a double core here, Joe? Got any ideas on that one?
Dave, we're coming up on the departure time about 10 minutes from now. All we really need is soil from this same area. And we're making money hand over fist. Maybe a few walnut-sized rocks if there's some around.
Well, we got... Okay, Joe. We got a hoax in a comp. And that's in 172.
Roger, copy 172. I guess all we need is a soil sample from this area and perhaps even larger rocks if there's some grapefruit to football-sized rocks there.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll just finish off Jim's collection bag here. I want to stow it anyway. Ooh, look at that glass cereal down there. See that big one? I got to...
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Why don't you back off and document the area? Let me get my tongs and pick that up. Perfectly round, about,
here, let me help you.
Yeah, get the tongs. Okay, good, good.
Keep an eye on the cereal.
Tongs are right on it. I got the tongs. My little paw. So I'll get you a bag. Let you take a picture of that. I'll get a bag. Then you can get the soil.
Where are you going to put that little cereal?
In the bag.
Not with the soil though, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Came out of the soil, I just didn't want to miss it. We'll remember that. It goes in bag number 173 and our friends in the back room are writing that down right now.
All right, you are. And we want to leave in about 5 minutes, and we still need the soil.
It's coming right now.
Roger, we see it coming in.
A little more?
Yeah, still a bag.
Full bag?
That's a full bag. That's a full bag.
I want to see you shake that one down.
All right. I guess I will. Okay. Better have a 90% bag for sure.
Still 4 years through you up.
I think you need to reconfigure and we'll get ready to leave here. Okay?
I'll go over and take this off then.
Yeah. Here, let me put this in your backpack. Stand there, that's good, I'll get it. Now I'm going to get a couple of big rocks, Jim. And we'll just fill your bag and call it a day. Here.
Sounds good, Dave. And we want to move in about 3 minutes. We're coming up against a hard stop here.
Okay, 3 minutes. Okay, that doesn't give us time to really do much then.
Maybe one big rock wouldn't hurt.
Yeah.
in Big Rock.
Okay.
And get your camera on it, because I don't have any film. How about this one right here? It looks like it has some layering in it. Maybe.
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about.
Right there?
Yeah.
Why don't you...
You want to point to it? With,
yeah, I got my foot right there. Why don't you take a couple cross-sets real quick? 7 feet cross-set. A little too far away, old buddy. Okay, now come grab your scoop and we'll take it. It's a pretty big one to try to get with a scoop. Yeah, you're right. I don't see anything up. A little fracture. Too big. Too big. Get another one.
Oh, here, Dave.
Oh, yeah. Good boy. Get that one on your side.
Okay.
Dave and Jim, and we want to leave the TV camera where it is right now. It's stowed in the proper position.
Okay. Oh, shoot. Only room there is right. Any place we can put your bag on it?
Why don't you put that in one of those bags, Dave?
Yeah, I'm going to put it in a seat pan now. Then why don't you put your bag in here? Here, let me head. Come over here. I'm going to put your bag in there. Your carrier is awful loose, and I don't want to lose that bag. I'll put this on a hand tool carrier.
What's in there, Rock?
No, I don't know what's in there. No.
And, Troop, how many Big Rocks did you pick up? One?
I think it's our bet. Yeah, one, Joe. We're about out of time here.
Rog, although we're not hurting all that bad, but we think you should be climbing aboard now. And it looks like you really put some weight on our suspension system when you loaded it there.
Wait till you feel this bag.
It'll weigh even more when you get it home. And we're interested in getting you to move on out now, Troop.
Going as fast as we can, Joe, right now.
Roger.
Okay, Jim. Okay, you want to just stay in FMTV, Joe?
Negative, Dave. Go ahead and stow it. We just don't want you to move the television camera. It's in the proper position now. We want you to go ahead and stow the antenna.
Understand. Okay. Better let me get in first. Stay going PM1WB.
Roger, Dave, and don't forget the ignition key.
Roger, Dave, and don't forget the ignition key.
Yes, sir. Got it. Okay, the brush is going to be under my seat pan.
Standing by for your heading reading.
Hey, stand by.
morning, Joe. Are you going to give us an update, Joe?
What's the reading, Jim? You probably won't need it.
290.
Torque it to 293, please. 293.
Okay, understand, 293. You know, target date? Yeah, go ahead. And then, shoot, you better get in so I can get your,
Oh, if you're going down slope, I'll just hang on.
No, seatbelt, get in.
Okay.
Left leg over, Jim. That's it. Okay, Jim, when we leave here, I'm in a position to shoot some film.
Beautiful.
We'll get some downhill motion here.
Rover, this is Houston.
Fast K 293. Go ahead, Houston.
Dave, we want you to head towards Station 4, and we'll advise you on what your rate looks like and the tasks that we want you to carry out once you arrive. Just start off in the direction of Station 4, please.
Dave, give me a heading. I can see it over there, Dave, yeah. I see about 330. But that's not going to mean much to you until you get down to the level.
That's right.
And the camera's running, Joe.